in court. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. A guilty plea from the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization could be only hours away.
Fox News has learned a Thursday hearing is set for state court in New York City, during which Alan Weisselberg is expected to plead guilty to tax evasion. He's the longtime associate of former President Donald Trump that has overseen finances for the Trump Organization. Prosecutors say he was part of a scheme to give under-the-table cash to company executives. Weisselberg himself allegedly took nearly $2 million. The plea deal will see Weisselberg testify against the Trump Organization, but not any Trump family member, and only serve about 100 days in jail. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Former Vice President Mike Pence, who was in the Capitol not far from where rioters were attacking on January 6th, said he would consider testifying before the House committee investigating the riot. Pence also said he was troubled to learn of the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, but called on fellow Republicans to stop the rhetoric against the Bureau.
We can hold the Attorney General accountable for the decision that he made without attacking rank and file law enforcement personnel at the FBI.
Pence speaking to the New England Council last week, a man was killed after trying to breach an FBI office in Ohio. The man charged with stabbing Salman Rushdie on a lecture stage in western New York said in an interview with the New York Post he was surprised to learn the author had survived the attack. Hadi Mader spoke to the newspaper from jail. He decided to go see Rushdie, he said, after he saw a tweet last winter about the planned appearance and said Rushdie is someone who attacked Islam. Rushdie suffered a damaged liver and severed nerves in an arm and an eye. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The judges behind a scheme to send kids into for-profit jails in exchange for kickbacks rocked Northeastern and Central Pennsylvania in the late 2000s are ordered to pay up.
$106 million in compensatory damages, $100 million in punitive damages awarded to nearly 300 child victims of the so-called Kids for Cash scandal. U.S. District Court Judge Christopher Connor ruling in the civil case. One of the disgraced former judges, Mark Chivarella, serving 28 years in prison. The other, Michael Conahan, sentenced to more than 17 years, was released to home confinement due to the pandemic with 6 years left on his sentence. Chivarella ordered children as young as 8 to detention, many of them first-time offenders convicted of petty theft and other minor crimes. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out some 4,000 convictions after the scheme was uncovered.
Fox's CJ Papa, one lawyer representing some of the plaintiffs who are now adults, says she can't imagine there's any money out there to compensate the victims. A Wisconsin school board has voted in favor of a policy that prohibits teachers and staff from displaying gay pride flags and other items that district officials consider political in nature. The Kettle Moraine School Board voted unanimously to keep a code of conduct in place that the superintendent recently interpreted as forbidding district employees from displaying political or religious messages, including pride flags and Black Lives Matter and We Back the Badge signs. Staff may not say in emails what their preferred pronouns are. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on a statewide tour to try to recruit teachers as the state deals with a shortage.
This year, we had the largest teacher categorical in the history of the state of Florida. So we had $800 million that had to be spent on raising teacher salaries.
The state's also making it easier for veterans and retired first responders to become teachers and is offering first responders up to $5,000 as an incentive. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.